how and why install the Brave browser on Mac. Brave is a browser built off of Chrome that has a utility cryptocurrency token on it where it blocks ads in the browser, which is really nice. For example, you can watch YouTube with no ads. And it has a built-in way to give back to creators. If you're a publisher like me with a website, YouTube channel, or Twitch, I'm very grateful. Brave also has a rewards program where you can see I've got $12 worth of Brave payouts pending here, all that have just been given to me as a YouTube creator and from my website. What I love is there's also a referral program. So if you enjoy using the Brave browser and you've got your own website and you've got your own YouTube channel or Twitch, you can add these and you can earn $5 in Brave through the basic attention token, which can be deposited directly in US dollars if you want to use the Brave browser and then share it. So that's exactly what I'm doing here. What I'm doing here is showing you how to download and install the Brave browser. Now, I don't take changing browsers lightly. It took a lot of energy for me to move to change Chrome as my default browser. Despite Mac's best efforts to get me to use Safari, despite Brave people talking about basic attention token for a long time, I finally moved when I saw how much I had earned from my YouTube channel. I love the business model, no ads, and instead you just connect directly. Users are able to generate tokens directly for publishers, and that's what got me so excited. Like, wow, I've earned $13 in basic attention token here without even having hardly done anything except put videos on YouTube. That's an awesome browser. So what we'll do to get to this browser is we go over here to resources. Or you can click the link directly in the description. On my website, I've got a link to the Brave browser. I'll show you how to install it. What's awesome is you can verify you're supporting me with the download link or any other creator you want to. You can set this up and try it on yourself. You can see it's easy to support jerrybanfield.com. You download the Brave browser. Here's the basics of what the interface looks like. The Brave browser is basically Google Chrome with a built-in tracker and ad blocker set up. It saves a lot of time and battery energy when you do it repeatedly. So what we'll do is click on download Brave right here. We'll download the Brave browser in the lower left. We click on the Brave browser here to open it. I'll bring this window off to minimize this to go over here and show you. So we're gonna bring this over here, click continue again on Macintosh HD. We're gonna hit install. Now I need to go put my password in, so we'll do my password over here. We'll hit install software, and there we go. We got the Brave browser installed. We hit close. We're gonna move that to trash next. Now I want my launchpad out. We're going to launch the Brave browser over on this other window. We've got the Brave welcome tour here. We're now in a new browser. We do actually want to do the welcome tour. So the first thing we want to do is enable Brave Rewards. We could click on yes, I'm in. It creates a wallet. Now what's really awesome is that this creates a wallet. You can claim a free token grant up here. You hit claim and it will, once you drag and drop this logo onto the black target, then you get 35 free basic attention token, which is awesome. This is out of the Brave user growth pool, and this is what I can give to creators for free. This allows me, this is all worth just a little less than $5, and this allows me to give this to another YouTube creator that's Brave verified. All you need to do to become Brave verified is, it's real easy. Sign in with YouTube if you're on YouTube, sign in with Twitch if you're on Twitch, or if you're on WordPress, put the little WordPress plugin on your website. Now I can go around with my Brave browser and I can give $4.23 of my Brave out to other creators. It's awesome. So I hit enable rewards and we've already signed up. My rewards are ready to go. I can go drop tips. I can go do auto contribute, which is like built-in Patreon. That's the first step. Next, we can go over here. It's really nice. You can import your bookmarks from Chrome. So I can go straight in here, import all my bookmarks from Chrome. So I can go pull all of my bookmarks in right here. Pull all my browsing history and save passwords. I can pull all the cookies in. What's awesome is I just need to close Chrome to be able to do this. I hit try again. And then I need to go over and put my password in on the other window. And I'm doing that now. There we go. I have now imported all my bookmarks. What's amazing is that this makes it just like I'm still using Chrome. You see, all my same bookmarks are up top on here. All the normal websites I go to, not only that, but everything is still signed in. For example, if I go over to my Facebook page here, even though I just used this browser, because it's based on Google Chrome, it pulled everything directly from the Google Chrome bar. And you can see it actually popped up a thing that says, give Google Chrome permission. This browser doesn't even realize it's Brave, which is awesome because if you use extensions, you can go to the Chrome Web App Store and pull your extensions in. What is different though, is you can see that Chrome would have allowed autoplay, while on this browser, the Brave browser, it blocked autoplay on Facebook, which is nice. Lots of times autoplay can mess you up. It can all of a sudden put out, you know, a loud volume. You can be really surprised by the autoplay. I had a funny story about that. I guess I can't tell. So someone was watching something inappropriate and it went out to their spouse. So that was pretty funny. Autoplay can really get you good. So now if you got import from another browser, it's super easy. If you're already using Chrome, you just pull all of your bookmarks. Everything is set right up over here for you. Then you hit next on here. You can put your shield settings. So this is your shield up here. Let's go back and look at something. You can go to something like youtube.com that normally has a ton of ads. Let's go to jerrybanfield.com. And you can see when you click the shield up here, you can see what's going on in the background. And now I'm proud to say on my website and as a function of using the Brave browser, I have no ads and no trackers on my website. Now, I may be using things like if I embed a YouTube video, YouTube videos have a tracker on them, but there's no YouTube videos on the front page of my website. There are no ads, no trackers on my website, unless it's something like an embedded YouTube video. Therefore, you can go throughout different websites and see what it's like with your shield on, and you can customize the shield. For example, I can go to facebook.com, and let's say I do want autoplay on. I can allow Facebook to autoplay. I can see autoplay was blocked from this page. I can just click up here and put always allow autoplay on Facebook. Now, if we click on the shield on Facebook, I'm surprised there's nothing blocked on Facebook. There, the shield took a minute to load there. There's one ad and tracker blocked on Facebook. There we go. 15 ads and trackers blocked on Facebook. You wouldn't believe how many ads and trackers are on almost every website. Let's go to my YouTube channel and we'll show you here. One of the best parts about this browser is you get ad-free browsing. You get ad-free browsing on YouTube because this goes through and blocks ads, including YouTube video ads. So if you go over, you can try it out yourself. Try using this when you're signed out. If you don't have YouTube Red, try using it and you'll see that it blocks ads almost everywhere. It does not block Facebook ads though, but maybe they'll figure that out. It does not block Facebook ads, but it's really nice for using a browser and having the shield on it. You can also customize your preferences and easily put an extension in. If you have an extension you want to use, you can go into the wherever the settings are. Yes, you can put the new extension like I use LastPass. You can put that right into your toolbar. You can go, if you want extensions, just go over to More Tools, go to Extensions. You can put them in. Since it's so close to Google Chrome, a lot of the extensions should work, but something can break here or there. So this is the home page on the Brave browser. It shows you how many trackers it's blocked, how many ads it's blocked. It's really cool. Let's do one more quick demo here. What I love is I haven't been willing to use an ad blocker. So this is really nice for me because it's got a built-in ad blocker. What we'll do a quick demonstration on Forbes.com. So this is Forbes.com on Google Chrome. Now you'll notice a huge ad right at the top of Forbes.com. We'll scroll down here and Forbes is not as bad as some others, but again, another massive advertisement on Forbes.com. Scroll down here and I think some of the worst things are these suggested blog posts that websites have on them. So Forbes is not that bad compared to some of the websites you'll find. I think it's really handy for this reason to have whatever Brave browser installed. Now let's try Forbes.com. Let's try Forbes.com in the Brave browser and you'll see a big difference. Notice that big annoying ad at the top does not pop up. When you're scrolling, that big annoying ad in the middle does not pop up. You can go up here and see 8 total ads and trackers blocked on Forbes.com, including having to see that big obnoxious ad. You can get a much more pure browsing experience. Now, Forbes.com is one of the websites that I often wouldn't go to. I'm like, oh, it's Forbes. I'm not even dealing with the stupid ads. But Forbes has a lot of good articles. So now I can actually go around and read a lot more websites on the internet. I used to just not even go to websites because I knew this is just going to be trash with all the ads. Here, let's do one more. We'll do entrepreneur.com. Let me just Google entrepreneur in case I spelled it wrong. All right, now let's take a look at entrepreneur.com with the ad with Brave on. We got 11 ads blocked in this. Now, when you look at it first, like this, with the ads blocked, you won't want to go back and do it the other way. So let's go back and do it the other way. You can see a nice clean browsing experience. No ads anywhere. Let's go see how it looks in Google Chrome. So we're going to go back here and put Google Chrome. We're going to put entrepreneur.com in. Let's see what happens on Entrepreneur. Oh my gosh, a huge obnoxious ad right on the top of the page on Google Chrome. Scroll down, another ad. Right here, that's 3 ads. We've barely even got down the page yet. 4, another ad down here. This is probably an ad too. 5. Now consider how much bandwidth, especially on a mobile device, how much bandwidth all these ads are taking up. How much of your battery you're using downloading ads. How much longer the page is loading because of all these ads. Another ad. Entrepreneur.com filled with ads, understandably, it's their business model, but hey, why would I put up with that when I don't have to? On the Brave browser now, it's just like Google Chrome, except automatic ads blocked. Look how much better this user experience is. No ad right here, no ad right here, no ad right here, and these ads, not even that bad. Those are just Google AdSense ads, at least most of them. Some of these websites that have these sponsored fake looking posts, clickbait posts, those are the worst. They take you off on a tangent you wouldn't have needed to be on, and I imagine this blocks those too. So you can see 2 websites, entrepreneur.com, Forbes.com, both a lot better with the Brave browser. So thank you very much for watching this. I love you, you're awesome. I appreciate the chance to sell you on the Brave browser and earn $5. I mean, I appreciate the chance to share something I hope is really useful for you today in the Brave browser on jerrybanfield.com. If you'd like to join me on the Brave browser, I trust you'll use the link in the description to install the Brave browser, or you will go use it off of my website, because you'll feel great helping me earn $5, and then you'll have $5 in basic attention token that you can help others to earn while you're browsing their websites. All right, I'm done. Thank you.